This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It's time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I'm not going this year. Dear Stephen Shirley, my boyfriend is 14 years older than I am. We met through a dating app, and in his profile, he stated that he's looking for adventure and fun. As we got to know each other, he admitted that he did a lot of threesomes in his 30s, but he said it's not his thing anymore. He said he's even had more than two girls in the bed at one time. I told him it was TMI, but he said he wanted me to know what I was getting into. At that time, I had never been with another female, but I was curious. That was a year ago. I've matured a lot since then, and it all happened this January when my boyfriend took me to his friend's 50th birthday party. I met the most beautiful woman I had ever seen, and she was so sweet. We talked all night, and she told me that mostly everyone at the party has had sex with each other. I asked if they had a swingers thing going on, and she said it wasn't like that. Like I said, I was curious, so I invited the woman over to my boyfriend's house. To make a long story short, we all started hooking up. We stopped messing with her in October of this year, and since then, she's been calling my boyfriend asking for money and threatening to tell everyone about our threesomes. Everyone like who, though? I'm above this type of foolishness. I have a reputation to uphold as a teacher. It's that time again soon for his friend's 51st birthday party, and I told my boyfriend I'm not going this year. That lady could be planning to make a scene. He said I'm being paranoid, and he has begged me to reconsider. I am not going this year. How can my boyfriend be so unbothered? Is there more going on than I know about? Well, I think you're wise to ask that particular question because he did take you to his friend's 50th birthday party in the first place. And the woman you call the most beautiful woman that you had ever seen, the sweetest woman and all of that, she told you that most of the people at the party had sex with each other. Well, based on that, it is very safe to assume that she was talking about your boyfriend, too. But in October of this year, we, as you said, stopped messing with her. You didn't tell us why. What happened? You very conveniently left that part out. Now you're scared she's going to tell everyone if your boyfriend doesn't give her money. And now you're concerned about your reputation as a teacher. I think it's a little late for that, but hopefully the school or the board or anybody won't find out. And now your man is asking you to go to this birthday party with him again. You said no. That's good. You've entitled your letter, "I'm not going again this year." But now I think you need to say no to this whole relationship, not just the party. Your boyfriend should be protecting you, okay? You should feel safe with him. Don't let these swingers, even though they call themselves, they say they're not swingers. Don't let these swingers make you lose your job and all of that, okay? Steve?
Well, Shirley, let me say this off the back end of what you just said. Don't let these swingers make you lose your job. She's a swinger. She's a swinger. She's been swinging since the last party.
Yeah.
Swinging hard. Hollywood! Hollywood swingers! Hey! Now, listen, the title of the letter is "I'm Not Going This Year." Uh-huh. I got news for you. He is. Now, I appreciate you taking a stand and all this here, but this letter kind of, you know, your boyfriend 14 years younger than you. You met at a date nap.
He's older.
I'm sorry. I'm 14 years older than I am. Y'all met on his dating profile. Excuse me. He said he's looking for adventure and fun. Oh, little did you know what type of adventure and fun he was talking. Because he didn't mention rock climbing in here nowhere. I ain't see bungee jumping. I didn't see he likes skiing on the Black Diamond slopes. None of that. Looking for adventure and fun. Then y'all got to know each other. Then he admitted to you he had a lot of threesomes in his 30s, but he says it's not his thing anymore. A lot of them. God, girl, come on, boy. He said he's even had more than two girls in his bed at once. I don't know how I want to say this before I continue the letter to anybody listening. This is not a freak-off letter. That's not what this is. This ain't, we didn't get this, Puffy didn't write this in. We don't know where this letter came from. It started to have little freak-off tones to it, and it scared. I told him that was too much information, but he said he wanted me to know what I was getting into. Now, listen to me. He done told you he had a bunch of threesomes in his 30s. His friend is at his 50th birthday party, so I'm assuming he's at 50 or up. Mm-hmm. And he wanted you to know what you were getting into. So when he told you that ain't what he do no more, that wasn't true. At that time, I had never been with another female, but I was curious. That was a year ago. I matured a lot since then, and all happened this January when my boyfriend took me to his friend's 50th birthday party. I met the most beautiful woman I'd ever seen, and she was so sweet. Lord have mercy. Right after this, we'll get into the freak-off. Coming back right after this.
All right, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, "I'm not going this year." We'll get back into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is, I'm not going this year.
Yeah, the letter's about this lady who met her boyfriend, who's 14 years older than her, on a dating app. In his profile, he said he was looking for adventure and fun. Now, nowhere in the app did you hear rock climbing, snowboarding, bungee jumping. You didn't hear cliff diving. You didn't hear free diving, spear fishing. You didn't hear that. You didn't hear black diamond slope skiing. You didn't hear that. You didn't hear hang gliding or parachuting. All you heard was adventure and fun. Then y'all got to know each other, and then he admitted to you he had a lot of threesomes in his 30s. Here comes the adventure and fun. He said, but he's not into that. That's not his thing anymore. He said he's even had more than two girls in his bed at one time. I told him that's TMI. He said he wanted me to know what I was getting into. That right there, ma'am, negates what he just said about I'm not into that anymore. So now, at that time, I had never been with another female, but I was curious. Now, she said that was a year ago. She's matured a lot since that. And then this January, which means coming up, is this next party. But this January, your boyfriend took you to his friend's 50th birthday party. That's how I know they're around the same age. I met the most beautiful woman I'd ever seen. She was so sweet. We talked all night. She told you that most everybody at the party that had sex with each other. That's what she told you. The fine chick.
That's beautiful.
I asked if they had a swingers thing going on. She said it wasn't like that. Well, what is it then? If everybody at the party that has sex with each other, what you call that? Swinging? What is it?
Okay.
Just let me know which one it is. Something happening here. To make a long story short, I said I was curious, so I invited the woman over to my boyfriend's house. You did this now. To make a long story short, we all started hooking up. We stopped messing with her in October of this year, and since then, she been calling my boyfriend asking for money and threatening to tell everybody about our threesomes. Then the lady said, everybody like who? I'm above this type of foolishness. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
No, you ain't above it. You in it. I have a reputation to uphold as a teacher. Teachers do freaky stuff, too. You know, our pastors do freaky stuff. You know, astronauts do freaky stuff.
Astronauts?
TV host.
In the spaceship?
Yeah. Something happening up there. Oh, we ain't got no gravity going on. What you doing this evening?
Okay.
I can promise you something happened in one of them ships. I'm above this type of fool. I have a reputation of hosting. So now guess what, y'all? It's time again this January for my friend's 51st birthday party. I told my boyfriend I'm not going this year. That lady could be planning to make a scene. He said I'm being paranoid, and he has begged me to reconsider. See, because y'all going to go to the party and find another person to hook up with. And the lady ain't going to make no scene because that's what they all in there doing anyway. I slept with them. We know it. What's she going to say? I've been having a threesome with him and her. Well, you was over our house too. What was it? So the boyfriend know you're being a little paranoid, and you are. But do I think you should go? This don't look like this really for you. I'm not going this year. How can my boyfriend be so unbothered? Is there more going on than I know about? He told you he wanted you to know what he was getting in, what you were getting into. This is his lifestyle. Birds of a feather flock together. Your friend throw a birthday party every year. The girl told you everybody at the party done slept with each other. So that's what they do. I don't understand what's the confusion.
Right.
Now, you going or not?
She says she's not.
Yeah, but see, you was curious about women. You met the most beautiful woman you ever saw. Are you going again? She started asking your boyfriend for money and stuff. That's when he started fooling with it. This ain't free. Y'all know this game? I'm telling you, I'm not going.
You're not going to the party. What?
You're not going.
Mm-hmm. Way too many cameras.
Were you invited? They didn't invite you.
See, that's why they don't invite me. That's the one thing about, you know, like Dave Chappelle did that joke about not going to the freak off at Disney. He said, wow, I'm the only one that ain't getting invited. Am I ugly?
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM, and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.